longer than any other president. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But at 95, Jimmy Carter is back in a hospital this morning needing surgery. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has a live update.
Dave, according to a statement from Emory University Hospital, former President Carter is resting comfortably. That surgery will be done to relieve pressure on his brain, which was caused by bleeding due to his recent falls. He has fallen at least three times this year, and the first of those required hip replacement surgery. The former president also fell on October 6th, which required stitches, and was hospitalized again after fracturing his pelvis October 21st. Dave.
Tanya, Palestinians are retaliating. Firing rockets into Israel. Some are being shot down by missile defense after
this assassination of a senior Islamic Jihad commander last night by the Israeli military. The Israelis say he was responsible for a series of rockets that had been fired into Israel just last week.
The commander's wife and two other militants have also been killed.
The Israelis are now pounding Gaza with airstrikes in an attempt to deter Islamic Jihad and Hamas from firing more rockets into southern Israel.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Gaza City. The Supreme Court will take up a big case this morning, DACA, considering President Trump's attempt to end the Obama-era program that shielded some immigrants brought here illegally as kids from deportation. One of those so-called dreamers, Hilario Yanez, told the Fox News Rundown podcast today,
whatever the decision that Supreme Court decides to do, I still think Congress needs to, you know, take leadership on this and work with this president to find a permanent solution.
A Trump tweet called some DACA recipients far from angels, very tough, hardened criminals. The president also tweeted he will this week release a transcript of the first call he had with Ukraine's president back in April. He insists the much scrutinized July call was perfect and he did nothing wrong, but Democrats claim he violated his oath of office, asking Ukraine to investigate the 2016 election and Joe Biden, tying it to military aid, and public hearings in the impeachment inquiry start tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Afghanistan's president has made the first move in what he hopes will be a prisoner swap with the Taliban.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announcing that his government has released three prominent Taliban prisoners on the condition the Taliban frees an American and an Australian it abducted 3 years ago. The men are understood to be Professors Kevin King and Timothy Weeks, who were working as teachers when they were abducted outside the American University in Kabul. Ghani saying he hopes the proposed prisoner swap can lead to peace talks with the Taliban after a U.S. effort collapsed. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Another Democrat is eyeing 2020. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is considering making a late run for president, just like ex-New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. But time is running out. If Patrick wants in and wants to be on the ballot in New Hampshire, the deadline to file in the first primary state is Friday. In Wisconsin, a government agency is considering a resolution that some in the media might not like.
The Lafayette County Land Conservation Committee is set to release the findings of a water quality study done in southeastern Wisconsin, where fecal bacteria has been found in some of the wells tested. The committee meets tonight, and on their agenda is a resolution to limit the way the media covers the study. It says the media may not alter, edit, cut, or adjust the press release in any way, and any journalist who does will be prosecuted. It also says any committee member who talks to the media without prior approval will be censured. Legal experts say the resolution is clearly unconstitutional. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up a bit the day after a split decision when the Dow rose 10 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 11. In the NFL, this season's last undefeated team finally loses. The San Francisco 49ers were beaten in overtime by the Seattle Seahawks 27-24.
I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Morning News now brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency wants 5th and 6th graders to educate people about how algae affects bodies of water. The work can be done in the form of a poster, poem, or other writing. The theme for this year's contest held by the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency is Algae, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. How can you keep your local pond healthy? Police were busy responding to wrecks yesterday. All lanes of I-74 are back open after several accidents. WCIA says between Illinois State Police Districts 9 and 10, there were dozens of calls to service throughout the day. Towing companies in Champaign-Urbana were sent out on more than 300 calls. Illinois State Treasurer Mike Frerich served on a Champaign County jury last week in a retail theft case. He still lives in Champaign and had previously served on the Champaign County Board. The News Gazette says Frerich said the verdict in the case he helped to decide was guilty. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Well, now your weather. Talk about the day after. Man, okay this morning, but it's a little nippy.
Yes.
Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Diane Ducey.
I like seeing the sunshine, Stevie. We've got a high 22 expected today, 8 our low tonight. Clouds tomorrow with a high 30, low 23. 35 with partly cloudy conditions Thursday, up to 37 on Friday. Wow. And Saturday.
Yeah.
Right now the temperature is at 7, though. ESPN 93.5.
Well, sure, it's a little nippy, but
feels like 9 below.
Better than yesterday.
Right.
When cars were everywhere in the ditches, I-74.
Morning has
but today, the sun is shining.
Ah,
and it's nice and cool at 7 above zero. Oh, boy, it was a slog getting home last night. I'm telling you, people are in their cars 2 hours to go 50 miles. An hour to go, 15 miles. I mean, it just is what it was, and we've all kind of driven in all this stuff. So we were revisiting the make sure you can stop part of driving in ice and snow. So there's that. Anyway, welcome back to Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio. How have you been?
Great, Stevie J. You?
Fine, thank you. We've had a little blizzard here yesterday, so...
Oh, wow. I feel bad. I was feeling sorry for myself because it was cold and raining this morning. So.
Yeah, well, it's 7 above in central Illinois, mm-hmm. So there you go.
Oof.
Yeah, a little dog walk today. I was going, okay, honey, can you please hurry?
Yeah, yeah,
just
get
go.
To it. Get to it.
Go.
Hurry up.
Treat? Want a treat?
The dog wouldn't like it either.
I know.
No, they're not very happy. Okay, new interesting research suggesting that high school students believe a high school diploma is enough. What do you know about this?
Yeah, this is a new poll from the Associated Press NRRC Center for Public Affairs Research, and it found that about 45% of young people believe that a high school diploma will be enough to prepare them for life. But get this, I thought it was interesting that they believe 73% that on-the-job experience will prepare them for life. Only about 60% still think that a bachelor's degree from a college or university is the way to go. And this is another one to point out, 60% think a vocational or trade program is the path to take. And that is fascinating because there's been kind of this alarm raised about a shortage of trade people who
yeah.
can do things like rewire your home
yeah.
so you don't have to electrify yourself or,
mm-hmm.
you know, the plumbing so you don't flood your neighbor, that kind of thing. And the trades aren't quite what they used to be. they can still make a ton of money doing that. That's the reason why they charge so much to come out to your house. So there are more young people looking at that track. But there are still a lot who believe, 66% believe that a postgraduate degree, like a master's or a doctorate, is the way to go. But I think a lot of young people are weighing the cost of traditional four-year education versus the benefit. A lot of millennials came out with these shiny degrees and couldn't get those jobs that they had been thinking they would get. They thought they would come out of school and land a six-figure job, and that's not the way it worked out. Now I have a 15-year-old at home, and we have these discussions all the time. What are you going to do? I want to be a pro skateboarder. Yeah. Well, I mean, do you have a plan B or C here? I mean, you're great at it, but let's think realistically.
Well, that'd be a good thing to do on the weekends, too. It's like a musician. You might be the best violinist in the world, but it's not bad to think outside the box on what you can do with that and do something else. I think college is awesome. I probably learned more in college about myself than I did about my degree. But I think we might be coming to the realization that if you graduate after 4 years of high college debt in speech communications, you might rethink that. You're going to probably need some discipline. Architecture, lawyer, engineering, medicine. There's a lot of specifics that will pay you that money, and we need you, but we also need the carpenter and the electrician and the plumber who can make great union wage and have wonderful benefits, and they're very family-oriented. So there's roles for everybody. It depends on what you want to do, but going to school and getting a philosophy degree, you need to rethink that one right now.
Yeah, I think so. I got a speech comm degree as well. And it did help me in that I got an internship at a radio station through school. But other than that, I mean, yes, I wanted a degree simply because I wanted it. And I think young people, if you want that and you want the education, go for it. Just don't plan on it being the be-all and end-all of your future.
And don't be negative about sales, okay?
Exactly. But that's something I have never wanted to live by, your goals.
You've done quite well with Fox. I mean, it's wonderful, but I think a lot of times you hear, what's your degree in history? Oh, sales is good. That's wonderful to be in sales. Because there's just some things you're just not going to get a lot of money for or work for. And I think we're in kind of a real peak right now, because right now if you can breathe and be somewhat dependable, you can get work.
That's right. I think that some of the greatest advice I got when I first started in radio from a radio partner was said 90% of success is just showing up.
Yeah.
Get your bottom in the chair.
Yep.
Every day.
I used to literally grab the wrist of whoever I was interviewing and check to see if it was a pulse. I said... I actually did it. I said, you promise to come if it's midnight to 6, you promise. Because I have
right,
to,
exactly.
If you don't write.
And if you just keep on showing up, you'll be successful.
Yeah, that's it. Rachel, interesting. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You can follow her at Sutherland Fox for Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio. I mean, again... I wanted to go to college. I wanted to get a degree, but I should have probably been a little more thoughtful on what that was for. Had I to do it again, I would have worked harder in high school. I would have worked harder at my studies, and I would have probably done a discipline, because I think there's more value in having specific knowledge. Money is paid for people with specific knowledge. If you have that, you make more money. If it's valuable, it makes it easier. It's not the end all, and it doesn't necessarily matter on your happiness, but it makes a few things easier to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
And you need money. The goal is to not value money more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's the love of money that can be evil and sinful and all those things we don't want to be. But you can do a lot of good with money, too. Anyway, interesting how that could be shifting. And, hey, it doesn't matter what you do. It's who you are and what you are focused on doing and how persistent you are. Because in life, you shall be knocked down. It's how you respond to being knocked down is the key. Got to be tough, and you got to be able to get up. 359-2255, going to chime in. You're welcome. It is a cold morning on this day after Veterans Day, November 12. You'll get your mail today. The banks are open. Back to kind of a normal functioning week. What would it be like to get Veterans Day off? Like if you worked at a bank, you have extra holidays if you work at a bank, don't
That's right.
It's
I would think so.
Not our lexicon and media to think of very many days off. We get them, but it just isn't a Columbus Day.
Right.
Polanski Day.
We need to be there.
We're kind of there.
And I love that.
You know, the impact of your three-digit number, your credit score, helps lenders decide their risk before giving you credit. Busey encourages you to get smart about this. new survey. 1 in 3 don't know their credit score. With good credit, you can buy a home, purchase a car, start a business, get a job, even establish utility service. Busey provides the following do's and don'ts of credit. Do read the fine print. Do be wary of anyone who claims they can fix your credit. Do pay at least the minimum due. Don't feel pressure to get a credit card. Don't ignore the warning signs of credit trouble, and don't share your credit number. The Pillar magazine is a great resource for learning money management from Busey. Get smart about credit with Busey. Speak with their experts at 800-67-BUSEY today and get knowledgeable. It's valuable for you and your future, and teach your kids about credit as well. Busey, for over 150 years, your dream, our promise. Member, FDIC. Sports headlines coming up.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. 5 generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
'Twas a month before the holidays, and all through the town, shopping lists were growing without slowing down. When on the radio, above all the chatter, people heard news that would solve this matter. This week, Larry Camper will host a holiday event Wednesday through Saturday, savings of 30%. The people rejoiced. Gift giving will be easy this year. Artwork, calendars, books, it's all right here. The Larry Camper Gallery is the place to be. 30% savings to fill your holidays with glee.
30% off all artwork during the holiday event this week. Larry Camper Gallery, South Neal, Champaign.
Sports headlines, ESPN 93.5. It is 7:17.
San Francisco has their first loss of the season, and it was Seattle that beat them. 27-24 was the final.
Yeah.
Chase McLaughlin was involved in that as the kicker.
Yeah.
Okay.
He hooked the game winner.
Right.
He had a shot to win it. And just missed it. Now,
right.
he had three.
But the one to tie it.
He got the one to tie it. He got two before that. But it came down to the game winner in overtime. He just missed it.
Right.
You know what? He had it. That's too bad. It's his fourth team this year. So he signed 2 days ago.
Okay.
He jumped in for Robbie Gould, who had a hammy. So, you know, Chase McLaughlin, if he'd have made that thing, could have been a career changer.
Right.
So, anyway, a shame. But Seattle now knocks San Francisco off. And Jimmy Garoppolo looked a little funky to me. A couple of fumbles, some bad throws.
Okay.
I think you can get to him. If you can tackle that guy, he might give it up.
Some awards for some of our Illini, like Sidney Brown and Josh Imabebe.
Yeah.
So congratulations to them. Our Illini football team still reeling in the victory and the thoughts of a bowl.
Well.
And, of course, we'll have this weekend off and then gear up for Iowa.
Yeah, a week from this weekend. Mm-hmm. I think Minnesota plays Iowa this weekend, so let's hope they go at it for overtime, six overtimes or something. Anyway, we'll play Iowa, and I think they're a beautiful team this year.
That's right.
And they beat us 63-0.
Oh.
I was there here in Champaign.
This should be a revenge
match
for us.
Let's go. Come on.
And speaking of Iowa, DePaul beat Iowa yesterday in men's basketball.
Wow.
That final was 93-78.
Mm.
So that's the thing. Kofi Coburn, congratulations with this double-double. He's the first Illini freshman in 37 years to have back-to-back double-doubles. So he got an award also. So we're trending well in Illini Nation. Ubbin Basketball Facility with some renovations with a big donation that came in yesterday, too. And that's especially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Well, we'll see what bowl. The bowl discussion has begun. Now it's just simply where. I think the Armed Forces Bowl is intriguing to me. That would be January 4th.
Okay.
Down in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay, I haven't poked around on that yet.
That's one I've kind of peeked at. Let's check your weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny and 7 now. Feels like 9 below with those northwesterly winds at 14 right now. But our high today at 22. down to 8 this evening. 30 the high tomorrow, down to 23 with more clouds. Partly cloudy Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as we get up towards 37 for a high. Right now, again, 7, ESPN 93.5.
And it depends how we finish. I mean, if we win the last two, it'll be Florida. Outback Bowl, I mean, big. If we go 8-4. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. 720.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A major dairy company serving most of the U.S. has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Dean Foods says it's working toward an orderly sale of the company. In addition to the Dean's brand, it sells products under the Land O'Lakes Milk, Meadowbrook, Tuscan, Barbara's Dairy brands, and also makes other products, including Friendly's Ice Cream. It's in negotiations to sell the business to the Dairy Farmers of America, a national milk marketing cooperative. Not as many car buyers are picking Nissan models. Nissan is lowering its forecast for the current year, citing weak demand, including in the U.S. Amazon is getting ready to open another type of grocery store separate from Whole Foods. CNET says the first supermarket will be in the Woodland Hills neighborhood of Los Angeles. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, everybody, it's Jay Layman, former Fighting Illini linebacker, All-American. Do you need a mortgage? Do you need to refinance? You looking to buy a house? As a real estate professional, I love to use Mulder Financial Group. Mulder Financial Group helps me get the best rate for my own home and for my client's home. So contact Mulder Financial at MulderFinancialGroup.com. That's MulderFinancialGroup.com. Or visit them on the corner of Windsor and Duncan at the crossing.
359-2255. Anybody want to share from yesterday how long it took you to get from Champaign to St. Joe?
Right.
Because it was slow. I was leaving here about 5 last night, and I think it would have taken me half hour in Windsor alone. I mean, it was really, and listen, it was slippery.
Yes.
When I was stopping at Lincoln, at Windsor and Lincoln, I was, ooh, sliding.
Yeah.
So it was that. I went ahead and turned on 4th and kind of did the towny thing.
Okay.
I took the roads less traveled because they had more snow on it.
Uh-huh.
And that was better.
More packed
snow. And better than the ice.
Give you more traction.
And sometimes you just kind of get used to it again about pumping the brakes and making sure you got grip.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you all know how to do that because that's what we do.
That's a little bit of a pileup, I think, I saw on social media over here off of near the Windsor or Walmart off 150.
130.
On the way to St. Joe.
Okay, I'm telling you, St. Joe is, you know, I-74 and right. 150. I mean, there's always seems to be issues there. There's just a lot of people traveling that. And certainly the weather was tricky, and it kind of, you know, we thought we'd get some snow, but we got a lot, and it was I don't know how many inches, 2-3, it's not a lot, but I mean it's a lot for November 11, which was yesterday, so kind of a little bit. I didn't quite expect it to be that wintry. I thought we'd get a little kind of a blizzard-like condition. Hundreds and hundreds of flights were canceled at O'Hare. I know that Derek Piper was coming from Phoenix back to Chicago, and his flight got canceled. So he hopefully got in at midnight last night and then had to drive home. So things got a little better to the north late afternoon, but around here it just stayed bad till about, 7 or 8 at night, and then things kind of cleared up. And this morning's a beautiful morning. We've got to deal with the cold. It's about 8 above right now. So there's all that, and, you know, heck, I think next Monday's 50. So this will all go away for now. And, heck, the first day of winter's not even until December 21. Oh, Come on, people.
What's up with that?
Yeah, get you in the Thanksgiving mood, perhaps. All our Christmas pretty much is up.
Is that right?
We went at it this weekend. It's not complete, but we've got a lot of family coming in, and we want to be ready. And I love Christmas.
Well, there you go. With the snow on the ground, Stevie. Yeah. You're all set.
Got the banisters going with the lights and the trees up. And, heck, yeah.
Good for you.
Because we're leaving December 27 for Hawaii. So it's pretty easy to deal with this, thinking about that.
Okay.
It's just a lot easier. I don't know, folks. I understand. I never really understand old people going to Florida.
But what does it mean?
The last few years.
Well, what does it mean when I'm thinking that way?
Exactly.
I go, wait a second. I thought that was so wimpy.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can spell that with me with a W, with
right.
a capital W.
Are they the smart one in the room?
I don't think there's any reason to endure winter anymore, is there? Anyway, I get it. It's nice to have a break. And so us going on a Stevie J travel trip to Hawaii is we take a any chunk out of January for me. And we'll be by the way, just a little heads up. We've already booked the iHotel for the Cardinal Caravan.
Oh, great.
We're set. It's coming up Friday, whatever, Martin Luther King weekend.
And okay, gotcha.
So I think it's like the 19th?
That sounds good.
13, 14, 15, 16. I got to look it up. It's 2020. It's the 12th is the Sunday, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th?
Yes.
January 17th.
Friday, January 17th.
Cardinal Caravan, noon at the iHotel.
Okay.
I don't know who's coming. I won't know till a week before.
Right.
But it's still cool. Last year it was Jose Martinez.
Yes.
And wasn't Lane Thomas, I think, came. And nobody knew his name, but now he's a hot prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun. It's something to look forward to as we get the hot stove going.
That's right.
All right. And we're going to be goofing around with a bowl game. So I don't know when the bowl is and if you'll go. Somebody called yesterday, asked if I was going to coordinate something for that.
Ooh.
I think the answer is maybe.
Why not?
We have to take a peek. We don't know any details, but I guarantee you we can get tickets because generally at these bowls, there's plenty of tickets and they really want your team to come.
That's right.
And so if we can figure out flights and hotels and stuff. I think it'd be fun. I think we ought to try and go if we can.
I think the reputation is the Illini travel well.
I think that's correct. All right, we're going to be right back. What's going on in schools and safety? Some don't think we're doing enough. We'll touch on that subject next. ESPN 93.5, 728.
Maybe you're like me. There's all these different TVs out there, and I get so confused. Right now, there's a Sony 4K. Andy, my buddy from Premier Sound, is right next to me. How you doing, my friend?
Lante, what's happening tonight? How you doing, buddy?
God, great. What is the 4K? What is the Sony? I know I've got to have it, and you've got it for cheap, but what do I need it for?
Absolutely, buddy. We sell every single Sony product under the sun. We can get you Sony TVs, Sony receivers, Sony soundbars. We can do it all for you. But the greatest thing about Sony 4K, obviously, most of you have 1080p
yep.
or standard high-definition televisions that we've seen for years and years and years. Well, now there's 4K, four times the resolution. They start at 32-inch, jump up to 40, 43, 50, 55. We go all the way up to an 85-inch Sony 4K TV that are under $3,000.
Wow.
That's for the 85-inch. We have a fantastic 65-inch at around $999. You got to come into Premier Sound if you're interested in a Sony 4K TV. You'll love it. I mean it. You got to come in and see him, Rob.
That's why I trust you.
Come see me. Corner of Prospect and Bradley in Champaign.
Hi, I'm registered dietitian Tanya Sokobrat, creator of the F-Factor Diet. Instead of guessing which vitamins are right for your goals, let GNC do the work for you. GNC for You is a new program that creates personalized daily vitamin packs for you, customized for your body and your lifestyle. Just go online and take a lifestyle quiz, get your personalized results, and GNC will deliver them to you every month. I took the quiz and it was fast and easy. Start your wellness journey today at GNC4U.com. That's GNC, the number 4, the letter U.com.
Hello, this is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump speaking at the New York Economic Club today this morning, tweeting the economy is booming. Also ahead of public hearings on the House impeachment inquiry tomorrow, tweeting complaints about the witnesses' writing.
Many of whom are never Trumpers or whose lawyers are never Trumpers. When all you have to do is read the phone call transcript with the Ukrainian president and see firsthand. He and others also stated that there was no pressure put on him to investigate sleepy Joe Biden.
Fox's Kevin Cork at the White House. The worst fighting in months after Israel says it killed an Islamic jihadist leader in Gaza.
Along with his wife, because the Israelis say he is responsible for planning a series of attacks into Israel, including a volley of rocket fire that occurred just last weekend.
Fox's Trey Yinks. Gaza's health ministry says a 25-year-old Palestinian has been killed in ongoing strikes. It's unclear if he's a militant. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police were busy responding to wrecks yesterday. All lanes of I-74 are back open after several accidents. WCIA says between Illinois State Police Districts 9 and 10, there were dozens of calls to service throughout the day. Illinois State Treasurer Mike Frerich served on a Champaign County jury last week in a retail theft case. He still lives in Champaign and had previously served on the Champaign County Board. The News Gazette says Frerich said the verdict in the case he helped to decide was guilty. New numbers on the number of lawyers in the state. A statement from the Illinois Supreme Court says the Supreme Court justices are set to administer the attorney's oath to 1,459 people this week. To qualify, the candidates have to pass both the Illinois State Bar Examination and an ethics exam. That'll bring the total number of licensed attorneys in Illinois to about 96,500. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Whether you're on the construction site or in the office managing properties, Lowe's saves pros of all trades on what you need to get the job done right. Like a Metabo HPT 1¾-inch 15-degree pneumatic roofing nailer for $40 less, now just $249. And load up on appliance savings with up to 40% off select appliance special values. Plus, for one day only, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Tool offer valid through 11/20. Appliance offer valid through 12/5. Credit offer valid 11/12. Subject to credit approval. Exclusion.
Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, or when you're sliding on the road.
Dang it.
That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
We've got a high 22 expected today and 8. Our low tonight, northwesterly winds at 14 miles per hour. The wind chill feels like 9 below right now. 30 the high tomorrow, down to 23, up to 36 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 40 by Friday or Sunday. Right now, the temperature is at 8, and it feels like 9 below. ESPN 93.5.
So I'm driving a Honda Accord.
I saw that.
XL, very, very nice.
Are they working on something with the CRV?
Yeah, we needed a little help on something, so they allowed me. You know how Ben wants me driving different cars. I can talk about them. And I've got this one for a day. So it's an Accord XL. Wow. Luxurious. I'm used to sitting up a little higher with a CRV, it's a very, 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 very nice.
Right.
I haven't driven an Accord for a while. I haven't talked much about an Accord, but it's nice. Oh, on FYI, Honda BMW. So I'm here and get a call from Robbie in service, says, your car's ready. Do you want us to bring it to you?
Ooh.
And now this isn't a
day like yesterday.
Well, yeah, and it isn't a Stevie J deal. They do that.
Right.
So Brandon brings it over, and I say, thank you so much in this weather. Really appreciate it. No problem, sir. I say, Brandon, I'm going to shout out tomorrow to you.
Excellent.
Anyway, that's just what you get when you're an internationally award-winning dealer. That's why I encourage you before you purchase something to go in there. By the way, we gave away those tickets. Yesterday?
Yes.
Ben Quattrone says, let's do that again.
He does.
So I'm going to have another pair of lower lows.
And that's Hawaii on Monday,
yeah.
I believe.
So let's figure out how to do that.
Larry Levitt was so excited
out
of Georgetown.
We're trying to schmooze with a guy who's a mint engraver.
Exactly.
I said, can you print me a Benjamin Franklin? He says, yeah, you don't know how many times I've heard that. I said, dang it, it's not original. Sorry. Anyway, I've never met a guy that is into mint. Like coins, currency, wow, it's just unique. I've talked to a lot of people. I've never talked to anybody that does that line of work. How do you get a job doing that? anyway, Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. Again, go in there before you buy something just so you get a feel of their people. They're very, very good at what they do. Drivechampaign.com off Neil at Burl Wash in Savoy. Okay, CMI is your local janitorial supply company. And they can do a bunch of ice melt stuff. They can deliver. They can do all that. They've got everything. You need to keep in mind that all your supplies, all your machines, all your cool things like an e-sprayer that will help you and your workers prevent from getting the flu as easily. Why don't you check out Chemical Maintenance, Inc.? They're on Bloomington Road, locally owned and operated. Betsy and Brad Parks, call 217-359-6262.
They'll be happy to show you their machines and the demos. You can get your machines fixed there. But the ice melt is on my head right now, and they do that as well. CMIClean.com online, CMIClean.com. Happy to welcome to our program gun law and active shooter expert Edwin Walker. What is your background, Edwin?
Yes, sir. I'm an attorney, and for the last decade or so, I've been emphasizing Second Amendment rights, self-defense law, and of course, that's morphed into political discussions about active shooters and things of that nature. So I'm an attorney who I'm with a program called U.S. Law Shield, which is America's leading self-defense program, legal defense for self-defense.
And
so that's what I've been doing.
The Secret Service's American schools are not doing enough to identify at-risk students to keep others safe from shootings. The agency studied over 40 attacks in 10 years, their most comprehensive in-depth report on the topic. While plenty of schools have installed cameras and alarms to students, according to the report, only 17% of schools that were attacked had systems in place to monitor at-risk students. My solution to all this was, let's have police officers as my school teachers.
Yeah, that would definitely cut down on potential acts of violence, not just school shooters, but acts of violence across the board. I think what's important to remember is this study. This study acknowledges that schools have spent loads of money on actual physical barriers to prevent active shooters, doors, metal detectors, surveillance systems, guards, that sort of thing. Since the Secret Service, is our most prestigious agency in identifying threats, that's the highest level, this report is limited to what schools are doing to do the more esoteric things about looking at students and deciding who is the potential school shooter and who is not. And that's because it's the most difficult thing to do. I mean, objectively, it's easy to install a camera or a metal detector, but subjectively, how do, you look at a group of people who are notorious for making poor decisions, that being teenagers, and, trying to pick out the needle in the haystack, the one that's going to be a school shooter versus the ones that are just simply, saying things or posting things on social media to, as a joke or to draw attention to themselves or something like that. And, of course, I guess the ultimate answer is that since school shootings are such a terrible, horrible consequence that, a lot of schools are going to implement or have implemented zero tolerance policies. That anytime any student says something, posts something, acts in a certain way, that they're going to be scrutinized.
Yeah.
Now, at this point, it becomes really difficult because parents need to get involved, and there needs to be a lot of communication between teachers and schools and parents. And parents really need to alter their thinking. I mean, whenever I was in school, which wasn't that long ago, schools were immediately, if the school contacted the parent, the parent always believed that the school was right and that the school had a good reason to do that. But somehow in the last couple of decades, that has changed to where the parent immediately comes to the child's defense, thinks that there's no way my kid could be either a bully or a possible school shooter. There must be something wrong with the school. They must be picking on him or conspiring against him. And so parents really need to take a harsh look that if they're contacted that their child is a bully, because that's one thing the study did was it went back and it found that what precipitated a lot of these school shooters were that they were, at some point, they were victimized by a bully, and that they were carrying out some sort of personal grudge against either a student or a faculty member. The schools need this. That's, I think, where the schools are failing is that they're not trying to cut this off at the source to keep these potential school shooters from being cultivated.
I mean, I'm half facetious when I say school teachers and police officers should be a joint kind of a career. But, I mean, if a crazed person wants to kill people, he's probably not going to go in to a place where he knows there's a lot of guns because it won't work. So, I mean, I don't know. And people say they rush to the podium and say we have to have more gun laws. It's not going to keep crazy people from getting guns. The genie's out of the bottle, Edwin. I mean, we have what, hundreds of millions of guns out there. So all that'll mean is law-abiding people won't have any guns, and the bad guys will, and the mentally ill will. And now, I'm for deep background checks. I'm for all of that, but maybe the NRA isn't. But for Pete's sakes, laws won't stop this. We have to do more than that. And people don't want more guns in schools, and I get it, but we have resource officers now. Why not put 10 of them in? Oh, we don't have the money. Well, we want to stop this, right? We're going to have to do something.
Yeah, those gun laws are clearly not the answer. And unfortunately, this report doesn't go there. You know, this report talks about, you know, reporting and finding students because all the laws already exist. So it's already against the law to murder people. It's against the law to take a gun to school. It's against the law for children to have guns. So all of these laws, you know, they're already in place. They exist. It's just, you know, how do you implement enforcement of those laws? And with this report in particular, how do you kind of ferret those people out who are, you know, present a legitimate risk of violating those laws? And then ultimately, of course, when all that else fails, then we have to fortify the schools and make them not soft targets, make them harder targets for, you know, when somebody does slip through the net. And but keep in mind, this is a extremely small, you know, this is in the fractions of a percent of students who will ever become school shooters. But, you know, also you need to look at the lesser discipline things, cutting down assaults and robberies that occur in schools every day.
Yeah.
Those would, you know, putting more resource officers in schools would cut down on that, which ultimately would result in fewer students turning to, I guess, what they see as a last resort and shooting up a school because they were, you know, bullied or robbed or something like that. And so, you know, crime prevention on all levels, preventing all levels of crime, certainly needs to be beefed up in schools.
Edwin Walker, how do people connect with you, Edwin?
Well, they can find us. They can find me either at our legal services website, uslawshow.com, or our individual law firm website, walkertaylorlaw.com.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for the info this morning. Thanks so much, Edwin. Enjoy the warmer weather in Houston. We're at 8 degrees above zero in Champaign, Illinois. So enjoy Houston.
Good grief. Yes, sir. Well, you have a great day and stay warm.
Thank you. You too. Greg texts in at 359-2255. Attach police stations to the school.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Not a bad thought.
But what's wrong with a dual degree, law enforcement and teaching?
Yeah.
Law enforcement would be awesome. Teachers, they might not want to do it, and teachers might not want to have, you know, uniformed police officers with weapons teaching school. But maybe it would also build this respect for teachers
and
police officers and find out that, gosh, they're really nice people. Don't get me started.
Exactly.
744.
ABC Wednesday, country music's biggest night, will make history.
You are phenomenal.
Carrie Underwood hosts the CMA Awards with special guest hosts Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton. Performances by Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, Maren Morris. Plus, Garth Brooks with Blake Shelton, Lady Antebellum and Halsey, Pink and Chris Stapleton, and so much more. The CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Jay Layman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
Tell Lisa Byington, like, I have never seen Wisconsin get schemed up like they're getting schemed up on someplace. Because I saw some chunk runs. I saw Navarro's pass. I haven't seen that this year.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing. And be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.
Enjoy the sights and sounds of the holiday season at Junior League of Champaign-Urbana's Festival of Trees, sponsored by PNC. Join us Saturday, November 23rd from 11 to 5, Sunday, November 24th from 10 to 3 p.m. at Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign. View over 70 wreaths and trees. Tickets at the door or online are $5 each and free for children under 3. Get raffle tickets to enter to win your favorite tree. All proceeds go to community projects, scholarships, and community grants. Get your Festival of Tree tickets now at Junior League CU.org.
Okay, beginning tomorrow and running through Saturday, Larry Canfor Gallery Holiday Open House on sale. All artwork 30% off.
Ooh.
From every collection. Prairiescapes, cityscapes, abstracts, Illini, they're all on sale. And I saw some of his new multimedia where it's a picture of cornfield and then there's actual, it's like 3D. It's corn stalks. And then it's glazed and it's really cool.
That sounds awesome.
Like you got pool with actual tiles on it. It's really totally different.
Right.
And really cool. You're going to find some, and that's what's cool about giving Larry Canfor. You give that for a gift. They're not going to get one like it. See?
Right.
The new multimedia pieces, the amazing new pieces Larry's created with vibrant color with a contemporary flair. What is this new finish? Stop in the gallery to see it in person.
Mm-hmm.
Hear more. Blown away by personal favorites, new favorites called Singing in the Rain. Colorful umbrellas photographed in Paris. It's awesome.
Nice.
I saw that one, too.
I love it.
Calendars, books, coaster sets can fill up the stockings. 30% off the custom orders as well. That's tomorrow through Saturday. Larry Canfor Gallery, South Neal Street, Champaign, Essential, Neal and Windsor.
And one thing we love about Larry is his work with the Champaign Rotary West they came up with this Veterans Day one-on-one reception yesterday, a luncheon with the program, and that happened at Hilton Garden Inn yesterday as we still thank our veterans today.
Yep. Oh, it says extra discount for the first person to mention Stevie J.
Okay, then.
I had not pre-read that, so don't embarrass me. So somebody go in. And say, Stevie J, I have no
if
idea.
If it's me, is that okay? My sister loves those calendars.
Can you wear the fake nose and glasses?
Exactly. But then not on my voice.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Can you you change your voice for that Halloween commercial? There you go.
Okay.
Okay, Larry Canfor Gallery. Again, go in, say my name, and you get something. I have no idea what. I really don't. Okay, we've got Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. If you have a question about your dog or cat.
Yeah, and the colder weather brings on some concerns sometimes. So if you want to text in to 359-2255. I was just reading about the two Illini football players earning the Big Ten awards after the Illini clinched their bowl bid with that huge 37-34 victory at Michigan State. Illini wide receiver Josh Imotebe has been named the co-defensive player of the week, and sophomore Sidney Brown was named the Big Ten co-defensive player of the week. Congratulations to them. And Kofi Coburn also earning honors as a Big Ten freshman of the week with his double-double. The second time, he had 14 points and 10 rebounds. It hasn't happened in 37 years to have back-to-back double-doubles. Yesterday, DePaul over Iowa, 93-78. Jalen Coleman lands active in that game for DePaul and the Blue Demons with 17 points. And someone texted in about Malik Turner, rookie for the Seahawks.
Yeah,
and Seattle beat San Francisco 27-24.
Yeah, Chase McLaughlin involved in the game had three field goals for San Francisco, but unfortunately missed the game winner in overtime. Doggone it. Anyway, San Francisco got beat. Now no undefeated teams in the NFL. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Well, it's 8 right now, and it feels like 8 below with the winds from the northwest only at 13 miles per hour, but rather brisk out there. And just take note, today's high 21, down to 8 this evening. Up to 30, down to 23 with a few more clouds for tomorrow's forecast. Partly cloudy Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as we get up to 37 for our high. Right now, the temperature is at 8, ESPN 93.5.
And if you can, again, try not to be in a hurry today. It's not normal driving. It might take 5 more minutes, maybe 10, right? I mean, it's not going to take a lot longer, but you guys know how to do this. Take your time. Enjoy. Thank you for listening in your car.
We got a big wreck on I-74 westbound exchange off 57. That exit is closed. Thank you, Richard from Rantoul, for that text about the big wreck on I-74 westbound exchange off 57. Exit is closed.
Yeah, that's a real tight turn.
Yes.
On I-74 westbound toward Mahomet. At the 57 interchange, a real tight circle.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's slick as ice. Well, it is ice.
Exit is closed
now. All right, just keep that in mind. That's going to back stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So divert if you can. You can go another way. But again, just again, slow down. And I don't care what meeting you have. You just got, just it'll be fine. You'll be good. Okay, we're going to talk to Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. If you have any questions, 359-2255. If you have any traffic information to share, any observations, you can safely text me with your hands free. That's great. Back in just a second.
Hey, this is Kirk.
Well, every Tuesday, we call our friend Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, veterinarian extraordinaire, locations Madison Kirby, the pet pro on the sign, also next to the police station in Muhammad. They keep the police alerted. How are you, my friend?
Hey, it's cold out there. That's how I am.
So, a couple of questions I had this morning. Number one, dog breath. Is that because of teeth, or what am I doing here?
It's tartar smells. So
but we can't get them to gargle, right? Is that not possible?
Well, you know, they should, but they, you know, it doesn't go well with meatloaf. That's what Charlie has told me in the past. So,
yeah. So what is the recommendation is clean the teeth?
Yeah, generally by, you know, you want to get them to chew on things. That's the first thing that helps with that. And as they get older, it's just no matter what they do, by the time they're 4 or 5, you're starting to look at dental time, where we've got to go in and get that tartar off the teeth, because it'll cause gum infections, and the teeth will eventually become loose and fall out. So it only gets worse over time.
Yeah, our doggies don't really like the raw hides anymore. Is it just too tough? I mean, now it's... Yeah, Bella's wanting applesauce. So,
poor thing.
Just as she's not as interested anymore. So
yeah.
I guess you still think about tartar removal. Is that a big deal to have you do that?
It is. I mean, obviously the bacteria from that can go to the heart valve and cause issues that way. And it's just, I mean, I've had many people, they come in and I end up pulling a lot of teeth and they say, oh my God, he's acting like a puppy again, because it hurts eat and everything else. So it's just a good thing. You know, I was thinking too with the some of the smaller dogs like poodles and cocker spaniels and shih tzus and things like that, they chew on themselves and that hair gets wrapped around the teeth. So it's a good idea to monthly look at the teeth. You'd be surprised how many times I'll find a solid mat of hair going around the teeth. You can just take your finger and pop that stuff off, and because that will eventually cause the tooth to become loose as well.
Okay, also just an FYI in dog behavior, so when Lovey comes in, I give her a little treat. But I give her a handful of a little treat because she gets rooted out on all the other food. So I give her a little more, and I give Charlie one little itty-bitty little pebble. Does he know she's getting more?
Of course, I read yes. there's a lot of stuff out there that says dogs do notice portion size. You know, I don't know if I noticed that myself, but I do find it fun to read that kind of stuff. That some people think dogs know they're getting more.
I give a little Lovey... 5 little treaties, they're real small, and then Charlie eats his one and looks around with a crinkled eyebrow going, what? This is fair.
I think Charlie knows. Even with 10, I think Charlie would look around for more. I think that's his nature. Funny. He's a golden.
It is so funny. All right, so anything else we should know about? In the cold, I mean, we don't need boots for doggies, do we?
Well, it's if you're going to be out a lot, it's a good idea. You know, otherwise, just make sure if they get ice between their feet, help them get that out. Watch for salt. Remember, there's salt out there, good wipe downs when they come in. It's a good idea.
Yep, and again, depends on what the dog is like, but they can't stay out a long time in -8 wind chill.
Nope, there's charts on there that this would be a no-go for being outside. Type weather, but there's charts out there that'll combine the wind and the wind chill factor type things and tell you like where it's safe or it's not safe to be out.
How do people get your list of things you don't feed dogs?
Hey, just email us petprovet@gmail.com and I'll send you whatever list you want. I even got the temperature charts, so to help you with this stuff.
All right, petpro@gmail.com.
Petprovet, don't forget I'm a vet, so petprovet.
Petprovet@gmail.com. Todd, yeah. Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, you guys stay warm.
Thank you. Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, Madison Kirby, also next to the police station, Muhammad. PetProVet@gmail.com. He'll send you a list of temperature gauge of how cold it's too cold. And
sounds good.
What not to feed your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate and any gum with X in the ingredients.
Yes.
Because that's a
xylitol and stuff like that.
Quick killer. All right. News. Yeah. News is coming up. I guess Dick Van Dyke's got a big sale coming up.
Okay, good.
And you want to make sure you take advantage of that. So be aware, Dick Van Dyke's got a huge sale coming up. I believe it's a December sale before the end of the year. So if you're looking at appliances, they're the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Talking low prices, and especially low coming up. And then the service, and then the free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
I know. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, a place you want to visit if you're just thinking, you know what, let's just do this. Let's go shop around, do whatever due diligence you do, and then go into Dick Van Dyke and see what they can do for you. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World since 1977. Mm. Check out the Champaign location. They're just south of I-74. It's on Neal Street. Or you can start online at appliance-world.com, and their people know their product, and they'll take care of the service as well. It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com.
Back in 77, Jimmy Carter, the president, and undergoing some brain surgery today.
He's got to release some fluids from
sure we'll hear about that in the news.
He's 95.
Mm-hmm.
News will be next. ESPN 93.5.
Minuteman Press has such a great variety of holiday cards they can do for us. And right now, you can save 10%.
What I like about the end of the year cards done by Minuteman Press is the variety to choose from to really reflect how grateful we are to do business with these clients.
Holiday cards at Minuteman Press. Move on the 10% off deal now and get your business set for the holiday season. Stop by at 905 South Neal in Champaign, call 355-0500 or visit CUprinting.com.